and good time to all dear traders. I hope you are doing well. These days, we are witnessing the holding of meetings, which we will inform you about the time through our status and stories. Let's talk about a few points about the meetings. The first thing is to try to participate in each other's meetings. When you are in any country, for example, you are in Turkey, you are in Germany, you are in Nigeria, you are in Senegal, you are in Bangladesh, anywhere, any continent, if the time is close to you in terms of hours and it is possible for you, try to participate in the meeting anytime. Meetings are usually in three or four main languages: English, French, Arabic, and Turkish. Try to participate in these meetings, get information, ask your questions, and naturally, we have not forgotten that the most important part for a businessman is to expand our information and communication. When you participate in the meetings, you also increase your information about other countries too. You will get to know your connections with different people from different parts of the world, which can help you a lot. So be sure to participate in each other's meetings. Friends who participate in the meeting and are so-called meeting and administrators and guests of the meeting should note one point. They must try to pay attention to the quality of their sound and image. Your quality in sound and image may be just as important as the quality in the content, and it will affect whether your meeting go well or not. So, before your main meeting, make sure to check your audio and video. Take a picture and try to be present in the meeting with the best possible audio and video quality. Let me tell you a few things about the content of the meeting. Things that will make the quality of the meetings good and help you. You should just be sure to use video files in meeting, videos, photos, diagrams, and try to use real ones. And there are several reasons for that. First, when you show a film and a photo to an audience, they understand everything very easily. Because it is one thing that you should explain about, but you are showing it. For example, about the quality, about the way to package everything. If you give them a video, give them a picture, they will understand it very, very easy. Another argument that exists is that people generally retain their images more than all their memories. And when they see it, they remember it very easy. They understand it's very easy and it is better for them. So try to use videos and photos a lot and come to the meeting with data and information. Let me tell you something here. Try not to use a lot of videos and photos from the internet. And the videos and photos should be something that you have prepared yourself and try to provide them with quality. When you don't get these online, it becomes more real and reliable for your audience. Second, when it's based on your own words, you go and take specialized and correct videos and photos, and it makes the job much easier for you. The next discussion is that you must try to have the prices. It has been seen that some friends participate in the meetings and do not have any prices, or their prices are so old. These meetings are no longer a congress meeting between the two countries. You must pay attention to this. We will soon try to reduce the number of guests in the meeting so that the meeting will be in the form of working groups, in the form of dialogue. From this situation, talk should be focused on consensus and it should be a working group meeting. You are two groups of businessmen from different countries, and you can talk about your product in a specialized way. So, have the prices, participate in meeting with the price, and give complete and accurate information to your contacts. There is another point that is at the end of the meeting. Don't think that you are going to hold only one meeting. A good businessman, an active person will hold meeting maybe every 15 days Why should he hold a meeting every week? Because you want to have a good activity in Bangladesh. For example, this week you introduce the product, you see its information. The next week you say, sir, does anyone have any question or doubts about the previous week? Or do you want to introduce another product? Your presence and your stability will bring trust in time, and your audience can ask when they have doubts or questions. Being seen a lot makes you stand out. Before explaining about it, one thing you need is a relationship. To have a relationship is to be seen a lot, and you should be seen in meetings. So don't think that you go to only one meeting and that's it. There is no meeting else. If it is possible for me to be active in my country, for example in Greek, or to continue my activity in Senegal and be present in America, so I should always be present. I'm a living person and I'm always working. And on the other side, there are businessmen who are alive and working, and you have to communicate with each other a lot. But in the end, you usually end up with an ID or a sign of your social network or an address. You leave your email and something at the disposal of the traders in the meeting, and it doesn't matter what it is, you have to communicate with the businessmen who want to be in a more detailed relationship with you and get information and give information and take it to the operational side through the way you give. Well, naturally, each and every one of those in relationships should be important to you, because the output of the cartoon is not the result of your efforts. And in order to make your mind easier and to know more easily what to work with and how to work, you just need to inform your mentor. And the mentor will inform you about the information about the merchant and whether it is approved or rejected, whether it is valid or not. Because we have public meetings, and it is possible that people from outside the Arad area may even participate in the meetings. And naturally, you need to make an initial inquiry. But notice, the result of your efforts will be the communication that comes to you. And always remember, you must repeat these meetings once every period, every interval, 1 week, 15 days, 1 month, okay? Try to make your meetings more professional. And then go to the private meetings and now the communication they get with you on social networks. You can get this very seriously and work on them a lot. A structure that you can very well increase both your relationships and your information. I hope that you will see these capacities fully and that your communication with us will be in the best possible state. Have a great day and good luck.